好，感谢主。
Praise Lord。
呀，感谢主，今天上帝要赐给我们一堂不可欺哄圣灵之道。
And we thank God will today God will give us the sermon. Do not lie to the Holy Spirit.
我们在讲到以前有一个祷告，把时间交给神。
Before the preaching, let's have a prayer.
天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
因为在我们还做罪人的时候，你就为我们舍命。
Because while we are still the sinners, you already died for us.
你是那位圣父、圣子、圣灵的神。
You are the Lord, the Holy God, Holy Son, and the Holy Spirit.
当你将圣灵赐下来的时候，我们就明白你话语的奥秘了。
When you just give the Holy Spirit, we understand the mystery of your word.
主，谢谢你，求你今天让我们怀着敬畏的心来思考与圣灵的关系。
Lord, we thank you. Let us have a reverent heart.To think about your words.
也求你怜悯，帮助我们不要堕落到一个地步去欺哄圣灵。
Please give us a mercy and help us that just not to fall to the point that we just lie to the Holy Spirit.
谢谢主，听祷告，奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
Thank you, Lord. Listen to our prayer in Jesus Christ's name. We pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，不可欺哄圣灵。
Do not lie to the Holy Spirit.
可能会有人问了，为什么不可以欺哄圣灵呢？
Someone may ask, why not lie to the Holy Spirit?
其实道理很简单。
Actually, the reason is very simple.
一，你是欺哄不了的。
One is that you just cannot deceive.
二，你不该欺哄啊。
Second, and is that you should not deceive.
请问你是否同意呢？
Do you agree?
因他的圣洁与大能，你没有能力欺哄圣灵的。
You cannot deceive the Holy Spirit because of his holiness and power.
当然，同时因着他的恩慈与美善，你不该欺哄圣灵啊。
Also, you should not deceive because of his kindness and goodness.
好，我们先来看第一点。
Let's look at the first point.
弄虚作假。
Falsification.
在今天的这个世界里边，遇到一个弄虚作假的人，大概已经不是什么难事了，对吧？
In today's world, it is not so difficult to meet a fake person, is it?
首先是亚拿尼亚是卖了田产。
First, Ananias sold a piece of property.
在我们人的一生当中，与亚拿尼亚这样的人物去相遇，其实不难，对吧？
It is not difficult to meet Ananias in one's life, right?
我们需要警醒的是，不要让自己有一天会不会也成了亚拿尼亚呢？
What we need to be alert is that will we just be the one and just one day become Ananias?
圣经在描述这个人的时候说，圣经说有一个人，对吧？
The Bible says there was a man.
似乎好像是随机遇见的路人甲，随便一个人，会不会啊？
Things seems like this man and just seem to come just across just by random.
但是在全能上帝的面前，没有偶然的事件呐。
However, there's no accidents in the Almighty God.
什么意思呢？你知道吗？
Do you know what that means?
就是亚拿尼亚其实离我们不远呐。
That is to say, Ananias is not far from us.
甚至可能我们自己就正在扮演亚拿尼亚的角色呀。
And we may just even be playing the role of Ananias ourselves.
我们想一想亚拿尼亚这一生的痕迹吧。
Just look at the life of Ananias.
亚拿尼亚他卖田产还奉献，有问题吗？
Ananias, he sold a piece of property, also he offered money.
怎么就变成那么严重的问题了呢？
And so how did it become such a serious problem?
难道我还没点金钱上的自由吗？
So do I have any freedom?
会不会是当年彼得当年所牧养的教会历史当中的第一间教会是一间异端的教会呢？
Could it be that the first church that Peter pastored was a heretic?
那彼得会不会也成为一个异端的牧师呢？
Could Peter just be the pastor of the heresy?
这个其实是我们很容易脱口而出的话，会不会啊？
Is that the words that were easily to say so?
其实也不奇怪，对吧？
So it is not strange.
因为当时的敌基督正是这样称呼彼得以及初代教会的。
In fact, the Antichrist at that time also called Peter and the early church in this way.
那么今天也是一样啊。
Same as today.
一个不认识基督、不敬畏神的人，当然也会以唯独基督的人或者教会为异端，这也不足为奇吧。
It is not surprising that a person who does not know Christ and does not fear God will, of course, consider.Christ only people or churches heresy.
你看，因为亚拿尼亚卖了田产，扯出这么多的话题出来，对吧
？So because Ananias he sold piece a part of the property and then just caused this kind of topics.
其次呢，他不但是卖田产，还把嫁银私留下的几分呢。
So he not only just sold a piece of property, and he just kept back part of the money for himself.
可能我们当中有人心里边会觉得有一些不理解，会不会？
Maybe some of us, we don't understand why.
Yeah, 真是的，怎么留下几分私银，私自的私人的金银，银元还留出问题来了呢？
Really? Is there any question about keeping back part of the money for oneself?
Yeah, 这些不是我的钱，难道不是我的时间，不是我的旅行，我的儿女，我的情绪，不都是我的吗？
On those, it's my money, my time, my travels, my children, and my emotion, they're all mine.
难道我还不能做我自己的主了呢？
Can I not be my own master?
坦率讲，你还真可以。
Be honestly speaking, yes, you can.
如果你那么想做你自己的主，那你信耶稣干什么嘛？
If you want to be your own master, why you want to believe in God?
我们信耶稣就是自己不再做自己的主，请主耶稣来做我的主啊，就这个道理，对吧？
After we believe in God, and we just invite God to be our Lord.
那怎么去体会到我自己是让主来做我的主呢？
Then how do we understand that to let God be our master?
透过他的身体，透过教会嘛。
That is through his body, which is church.
我顺服我所在的教会，就是尊主为大呀。
I just obey the church, that is to fear the God.
教会说不能的一件事，我偏要去做，那你信耶稣干什么呢？
When church said don't do the one thing, and I just want to do it, so why do you want to believe in God?
当然这句话乍一听起来很容易让人困惑，对不对？
It may just seem confusing and overwhelmed.
很容易让人觉得好像不知所措了。
So maybe you just feel too overwhelming.
我们需要回到第四章和第五章之间的经文，来看看到底圣经怎么说，对吧？
So we need to just go back, just look at chapter 4 and 5.
我们回到四章三十一、三十二这两节经文当中，告诉我们呢？
Going back to the verse 31 to 32 of chapter 4.
当时圣灵对教会的感动是一心一意，凡物共用，全然摆上，毫无保留，对吧？
It just tells us.As that the inspiration of the Holy Spirit is to be single-minded, to share everything, everything without reservation.
圣经记载呢，有巴拿巴做榜样。
The Bible just tells us that there's the Barnabas as an example.
而且是人人都遵行啊。
And everyone followed.
而且是同心合意啊。
Also, they're in unity.
有没有看见圣灵教会在这里所做的功呢？
Do you see the work that the Holy Spirit and the church did?
在这个时候，圣经说有一个人。
At this point, the Bible says there was a man.
有一个什么样的人呢？
What kind of man he is?
圣经说是一个私留嫁银的人。
A man who kept part of the money for himself.
就悄悄地把卖房的钱偷偷地留了几分，这个人叫亚拿尼亚。
He kept part of the money that he sold the house, the property, his name was Ananias.
显然这个人与他所信的福音和他的自己的名字都不相称啊。
So, it's just actually his name, the meaning, it's not just worthy if it was his deeds.
亚拿尼亚在希伯来文当中的意思就是耶和华是仁慈的。
Ananias means the Lord is merciful in Hebrew.
希腊文也延续了这个意思。
It means that also carry over in Greek.
显然这个人取了这个名字，但却活的生命却与上帝的仁慈有些不相符合，为什么知道吗？
So even though his name was named like this, but his life is not that the kind as his name.
因为按照他的偏见，他以为上帝好像就是个老好人，好像是个无所谓，随意可以轻慢的，殊不知上帝还有公义圣洁之意啊。
So he thought just God just he can be just not to take him seriously, and he overlooked that God has the holiness and just the justice.
这对我们也是个提醒，对吧？
That's a reminder to us.
当有人在神在人的面前说话的态度嚣张，生命轻慢的时候，他一定是对上帝的圣洁公义欠缺了解了。
When people just talk and just without those reverent heart, and of course he does not understand about God's holiness and righteousness.
好，最后是拿来放在使徒脚前呢。
Finally, it was brought and laid at the feet of the apostles.
有神的话语，有圣灵借着教会的决定。
With God's words and the Holy Spirit through the church's decision.
但却仍然不能够使亚拿尼亚对神心生敬畏啊。
However, it just still couldn't make Ananias feel awed of God.
五章一节当中所出现的说，有一个人不是凭空跳出来的。
In the Bible, there is a person that appeared in chapter 5, verse 1, did not jump out with no reason.
乃是从第四章延续走出场的人物，大家留意这句话哦。
But it's its character that continued out of chapter 4.
整个教会都在祷告。
The whole church was praying.
甚至聚会的地方震动。
Even the meeting place shaken.
圣灵充满的过程当中说出了圣经的话语啊。
The words of the Bible were spoken while just being filled with the Holy Spirit.
随即也产生出教会的决议啊。
And the resolution of the church was immediately produced.
将所卖的田产房屋都放在使徒的脚前呢。
Just laid all the property and houses sold at the feet of the apostles.
在第四、第五章当中，这句话放在使徒脚前，这句话出现了三次。
So in chapter 4 and 5, it just occurs three times about the just laid in front of the feet of the apostles.
表明上帝亲自参与此事。
It just shows that God personally participated in this
matter. 也在这里宣告上帝的主权啊。
Also declaring the sovereignty of God.
但是愚昧人对上帝的话怎么听也是听不懂啊。
However, a fool just could not understand God's words no matter how hard he tries.
那怎么办呢?
What can he do?
从第四章走到第五章看起来很短，其实也表达他在上帝里边，在教会里边也经历一段时间了。
From chapter 4 to chapter 5, and we can see he experienced in the church for quite a while.
结论呢，就是上帝继续叫他听不懂。
The conclusion is God just make him continue to be ignorant.
也如同当年摩西在埃及的时候，上帝让法老的心继续刚硬的道理是一样的。
It's just like when Moses was in Egypt, just the Pharaoh's heart is hardened.
今天教会的情形，难道我们每个人不都在经历同样或者类似的情况吗？
The situation in the church today is the same.
人的老我与圣灵征战了。
The old self of man is at war with the Holy
Spirit. 目的呢是要抢夺圣灵的权柄啊。
And wanting to rob the Holy Spirit of his authority.
这个时候我们每一个人都必须问一个问题啦。
At this time, we need to ask ourselves.
你是否仍要继续与神为敌呢?
Do you still want to continue to be an enemy of God?
你是否继续选择欺哄圣灵呢?
Do you want to just choose to deceive the Holy Spirit?
你还以为你的弄虚作假上帝不知道吗?
Do you think God does not know about your falsification?
求神怜悯，求神帮助啊。
May God give his mercy and help.
好让我们能够凡事能够尊主伟大呀。
So that we can just honor God no matter what.
好，我们来看第二点。
Let's look at the second point.
欺哄圣灵。
Deceive the Holy Spirit.
我把这第四章第五节的经文，第五章的经文反反复复读了很多遍。
I read the verses in chapter 4 and 5 many, many times.
我发现一个人走到欺哄圣灵的地步，还真的不容易，对不对？
Actually, it is not easy for a person to go to the point of deceiving the Holy Spirit.
换句话讲，一个人怎么样或者如何才能走到一个欺哄圣灵的地步呢？
So in what kind of situation a person just reached the point of deceiving the Holy Spirit?
首先是对祷告无感啊。
First, and the person has no feeling for prayer.
这句话就问我们每一个人了，你对祷告有感觉吗？
So this is asking each one of us,
祷告的时候
do you have any feeling for prayer?
你有感动吗？
When you pray, is your heart moved?
四章三十一节开始所记载的是新约教会第一次教会祷告会。
So, in the beginning of the verse 31 of chapter 4 records the first church prayer meeting of, in the New Testament.
我们从上下文来看呢，亚拿尼亚夫妇应该是参加这个祷告会的。
So, judging from this context, Ananias and his wife attended the prayer meeting.
否则呢，在祷告会上所做的重大决定，他也不会在第一时间就会知道啊。
Otherwise, he would not know the important decisions made at prayer meeting in the first place.
他不但知道，而且马上有回应。
Not only this, he also has a response.
大家要警醒我们每一个人的自己这颗心呐。
We just need to guard our heart.
不要以为我们奉献金钱就有些什么了不起。
Do not think how great you are when you offer the money.
而客观上的事实就是，在这个世界上太多人拿钱来说事了。
So, the fact of the objective, actually, many people, they just use the offering money as a big issue.
有钱是大爷啊。
So when you have, when they have money, they think they are the great person.
有钱就有话语权呢、啊。
And when they have the money, and they have the authority to talk, to speak.
所以这样的风气也带到教会里来了。
People just bring this kind of trend into the church.
亚纳尼亚也想借着这个奉献金钱来掌控彼得，掌控教会，甚至是抢夺圣灵的权柄。这个我们都要警醒哦。
Ananias just want to be to use the what he can offer to the money to control Peter and the church and the Holy Spirit.
想想我们每一个人自己的属灵生命吧。
Think about our own spiritual life.
可能我们参加了很多次的教会祷告会了。
Maybe we have attended many church prayer meetings.
但是我们对祷告的意义呢，却无感，没感觉。
But we have no sense of the meaning of the prayer.
或许呢，我们对祷告的意义仅限于，就是向神提出一些要求，达到自己某些方面的满足吧。
Perhaps the meaning of prayer is to limit and limited to just make some demand on God and achieve certain satisfaction.
呀，却对透过祷告建立与神的亲密关系无感。
However, people just have no sense of establishing an intimate relationship with God through prayer.
呀，祷告也如同某种眼见的东西的一个索取而已了。
And prayer is just like some kind of visible request.
Yeah, 久而久之，祷告就成为一种物质主义、现实主义和功利主义的一个形式和工具，一种宗教形式了。
And over time, and the prayer just becomes just like a form of a religion.
久而久之，祷告并没有一个信仰的本质，会不会是你呢？
And in this case, and the prayer just becomes just the kind, just without the essence of faith.
当一个人的属灵生命一直不成长的时候，首先是他的祷告生命不成长，对吧？
When a person's spiritual life is not growing, actually that means that his prayer life is not growing.
呀，这是对祷告无感了。
So that is that she has that just no, just some.No feeling for prayer.
所以请大家要警醒啦！当我们在祷告当中无感的时候，就开始走向欺哄圣灵的地步啦。
So we just need to be alert. When we have no feeling about the prayer, and then we just walk to the process to deceive the Holy Spirit.
其次是对圣灵无感的。
Second, insensitivity to the Holy Spirit.
坦率讲，对祷告无感的后果，必然会导致对圣灵的无感，知道吗？
Do you understand the consequence of insensibility to enter the prayer would inevitably just lead to insensitivity to the Holy Spirit?
有没有想过为什么会这样子啊？
Have you thought about the reason?
其实道理也很简单呐、啊。
Actually, very simple.
因为圣灵他正是借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将我们所要的告诉神呢、啊。
Because the Holy Spirit just tells God that what we want through prayer, supplication, and thanksgiving.
祷告不是单单提要求啊，弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.Just pray to God. It's not we just give God a request.
祷告从本质上讲就是爱神，爱上帝。
So prayer in essence that is to love God.
Yeah, 当然什么话都可以跟上帝讲，这是祷告的内容之一。
Of course, we can tell God anything. That is part of the prayer.
但是祷告就是爱神。
However, just prayer that is to love God.
如果祷告完了，我们跟神的爱没有加增，没有增进，那这个祷告是没有意义的，弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters, if after the prayer we do not have this increase in our love to the Lord, and then
所以一个人对祷告无感，对圣灵也必然是陌生的。
Therefore, a person who has no sense of prayer must be a stranger to the Holy Spirit.
那当然，一个人对圣灵都陌生的话，后果那就是对属灵的事情茫然无知嘛。
The result of being unfamiliar with the Holy Spirit is ignorance.
对属灵的事情茫然无知，那当然只会单单凭感觉去行事为人呐。
In this case, and one would just only act on his own feeling in everything.
我们常常听到，哎呀，我的感觉就是圣灵的带领啊！哎呀，我要嫁给他，我要娶他了，很多这样的话语，你听过吧？
Have you heard some people just say, "Oh, I just have the touch from the Holy Spirit. I want to marry this person."
你劝他稍稍冷静一点，等一等。等不住啊，马上要结婚，马上要生孩子，马上要去买房子，马上要去做什么事情，哪里会有忍耐，有圣灵的果子呢？没有的。
In this case, he would just so eagerly just want to fulfill something. However, just without the prayer and in the Holy Spirit.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
凭感觉行事为人的可怕，就是以感觉来代替圣灵的工作呀。
The terrible thing about walking on the feelings is to substitute feelings. for the work of the Holy Spirit.
一个人如果沿着这一条路走，他必然终究会走到七哄圣灵的地步的。
In the end, he will inevitably just come to the point of deceiving the Holy Spirit.
而且我得加上一个 mark， 一个痕迹，没有例外。
Also, I will just add this. Actually, there's no exception.
当时的亚拿尼亚的感觉良好，自我感觉非常良好。
During that time, Ananias has just feels good.
他认为自己都奉献金钱了，还换不回你们这帮臭小子彼得呀、约翰呐、等等雅各这些人，换不得教会对他一个好评吗？
For Ananias, he just thinks that he has donated the money. Can he just get good review?
殊不知他在茫然无知中，将奉献金钱的平常心，当作是倚仗金钱来夸口的企图心了，这句不好翻译、啊。
In ignorance, the ordinary heart of the giving money is regarded as the ambition of relying on money to boast.
这种妄称主的名
，this phenomenon of just taking the name of the Lord，
抢夺圣灵权柄的现象
，and also robbing the authority of the Holy Spirit，
在这2000多年的教会历史当中是频频出现。直到如今屡见不鲜的。
So this occurred frequently in the past 2,000 years in the church history, and also it is not uncommon until now.
啊，最后就是对教会无感了。
Finally, indifferent to the church.
呀，对教会无感，就是前面两个无感的必然结果了。
Indifferent to the church is the inevitable result of the first two indifferences.
一个来到教会的人。
A person who comes to the church,
但是心里边对教会毫无尊重的态度。
However, if he does not has any respect to the church,
我们有的时候会在道德上去审判他、批评他，会不会啊
？Maybe sometimes we judge this person just in just morality.
其实这都不是本质的问题。
Actually, that's not the issue.
本质
in essence,
本质就是他对祷告无感，他对圣灵无感。他对教会也必然是无感的。
In essence, he has no feeling about the prayer and the church and the Holy Spirit.
呀，教会是基督的身体，我们都知道，对吧
？We all know the church is the body of Christ.
基督的权柄是借着教会来体现或者完成，这也是我们的常识，对吧
？And also, this is common sense. We know the authority of the church Christ is manifested or accomplished.
凭什么这么说呢？
So how did Peter say?
Yeah, 耶稣说的教会，他说你们在地上捆绑，我就在天上捆绑啊。
Jesus said, "What a church bind on earth, and Christ just bind in heaven."
他说你们在地上释放，我就在天上释放啊。
So if that whatever would the church that release, as same as the heaven will release.
所以我对那些在教会面前耀武扬威、飞扬跋扈的人，我深感一种战战兢兢的可怕的，你怎么敢那么大胆呢？
Therefore, if a person just does not show any just a reverent heart in the church, and I just have a real concern.
在教会面前那个轻慢的态度，你就真的不怕神吗
？With this kind of attitude, just mock the God.
我每每遇见这样的教会肢体，我总是心里边难过，在为他祷告，主啊，你赦免他吧，他的无知，他的可怜，你怜悯他吧，那怎么办呢
？In this case, each time I just pray to the Lord, God, just please have mercy on this person.
当然，教会并不完全。
Of course, church is not perfect.
在主耶稣再回来之前，教会是处在一个不完全当中对完全的仰望，这个我们必须知道，对吧
？We need to understand the church is not perfect just until the Lord just comes back.
呀，来到教会都是些什么人呐
？What kind of people just are they who come to the church?
讲的简单点，不都是些罪人吗
？To speak simply, the church is full of sinners.
啊，福音朋友。就是很清楚的准备得救的罪人对吧
So the gospel friends and of course they're just kind of one the sinners who need just salvation
要信了主的弟兄姐妹也不过是蒙恩得救的罪人呢、啊、
So brothers and sisters we're just the saved sinners
我不是说他的身份仍然是罪人他是已经是上帝的儿女但是他仍然还会犯罪被偶尔被过犯所胜这个意思啊。
So I'm just saying it's not the status. It's just that there's because they still sometimes will be just overcome by the sin.
那问题来了，怎么这么一群罪人如此的肮脏污秽，怎么圣灵会住在里边？怎么耶稣会做他们的头呢
？So people may ask, and with such a filthy the people, How come God would just serve just be in a church?
这正是神的智慧、怜悯、恩典和他的大能啊。
That actually, that is God's wisdom and His power.
你知道吗，亲爱的弟兄姐妹
？So, brother, sister, do you understand?
上帝的智慧与大能，正是要在充满罪人的教会里边，行出他全然圣洁的道路、真理和生命来啊。
God's wisdom and the power are precisely to practice His completely holy and way, truth, and life in a church full of sinners.
上帝在教会的祷告会中赐下了圣灵的充满，对吧
？God has given the filling of the Holy Spirit in a church prayer meeting.
当然，他也在教会的会议中赐下了基督的权柄与智慧。
Also, He gives the authority and wisdom of Christ in a church meeting.
一个敬畏。基督敬畏上帝敬畏圣灵的人是读得懂的
A person who just feared the Lord and also the Holy Spirit, he will understand.
但是我们反观亚拿尼亚门呢
However, just look at Ananias.
留意我用了一个复数亚拿尼亚门就不止一个人了很多人可能都是这样
I'm just using a plural, it's more than one.
这些亚拿尼亚门的眼里无基督心里无圣灵口里无祷告，最后走上欺哄圣灵的道路，也就不足为奇了。
Those Ananias who had no Christ in their eyes, no Holy Spirit in their heart, and no prayer in their mouths, and it is not surprising that they eventually just took the path of deceiving the Holy Spirit.
哎，除了求怜悯，我们还有什么话，还有什么话可以说呢
？Besides, we just pray for God's mercy. What else can we say?
好，我们看第三点。
Let's look at the third point.
死路。一条
Dead end.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters.
罪的工价乃是死对吧
The wage of sin is death.
这是公开的秘密
It's an open mystery.
或者说它是一个奥秘
Or we can say it is a mystery.
那为什么说它是个奥秘呢
Why we say it's a mystery?
因为福音本是神的大能要救一切相信的
Because the gospel is the power of God to save all who believe.
这是一个公开的真理对吧
It's just the open just the truth.
但是不信主的人都不懂这一句话。
However, for unbelievers, they don't understand that.
因为不信主的人对罪是茫然的，对死是无知的。
Because for believers, they are dazed of sin and ignorant of death.
看看今天的经文是怎么告诉我们这方面死路一条的呢
？Let's look at today's verse. Why it's a dead end?
首先是自欺欺人呐。
First, self-deceiving.
圣经怎么说呢
How does the Bible say?
他说神的事情人所能知道的原显明在人的心里因为人已经给他们显明了
Since what may be known about God is plain to them because God has made it plain to them
所以没有一个人有一个资格和权柄说没有上帝不知道神神没有对他讲不存在这个空间不可能的
Therefore, that is impossible for people to say and they don't know
从四章三十一节的教会祷告会中开始
From the beginning of the church prayer meeting and just verse 34 of chapter 4
然后到讲论神的道
To the speaking of God's words
最后教会做出一个凡物公用的决定
And finally the decision of the church that everything is common
亚拿尼亚夫妇可不可以说他不知道呢
Can Ananias and his wife say they don't know
对不起他是无可推诿的
They have no excuse
人最可怕的就是什么你知道吗
What is the scariest thing?
就是知而不知
That is the people is knowing that they don't know
就是你明明知道但却又不知道
That is you know that, however you just do not know
这就是自欺欺人了
This is self-deception
每个礼拜都在听讲道对不对
Every week you listen to the sermon, right?
一年听52堂道至少对吧
Each year, at least, you listen 52 sermons.
你可能还要听门训，你可能还要有主日学，这加起来一年大概有150-160堂信息来到我们生命当中，对吧
？Including the Sunday school discipleship, total it will be more than 156 sermon.
如果一年是150堂信息
，If in one year 150 messages,
十年就是1500堂信息啦。
For 10 years, it's 1,500 messages.
那五年至少也750堂信息了。
So 5 years, 750 messages.
但是成百上千堂上帝的话语、上帝的道，经过你的生命，你对上帝的话语却无感啊，无知啊。
So However, after all those messages, but you still, you're indifferent to that.
但是在众人面前，你要戴个面具，说你自己知道，这就是自欺欺人了。
And then in front of others, you just wear the mask, and that is deceiving the Holy Spirit.
要这种人对上帝的话语、圣灵的感动、教会的决定、牧师的劝勉、肢体的关怀，都选择视而不见呐。
So with this type of people, to the word of God, inspiration of the Holy Spirit, decision of the church, exhortation of the pastor, and the care of member of the church, they just turn a blind eye to all.
甚至最后呢，是选择，以情绪为他的驱动力了。
So at the end, and he just chose with the emotion as his decision to just motivate.
渐渐的堕落到一个什么地步呢
？And he just fall to the point that.
最后变成是强词夺理。造谣生事，满口吃黄，污蔑攻击教会弟兄姐妹和牧者，这样的事情屡见不鲜呐。
And then he just made just unreasonable words, spread rumors, and slandered and attacked the church, the pastors and ministers.
其次是硬着颈项。
Second, remain stiff-necked.
当人走到连颈项都硬的地步的时候呢
？When a person just reaches the point where he remains stiff-necked，
坦率讲，十头牛都拉不回来
Be honest speaking, even 10 cows will not be able to put him back.
自己的田产可以自己做主啊。
You can decide your own property.
上帝赐给你，你自己有自由意志去做决定嘛，可以的。
God just give those property to you. You have your own will to decide.
但是你却不可欺哄人。
But you cannot deceive people.
你也不可欺哄神呐。
Nor God.
当时教会的祷告会的领受是鼓励弟兄姐妹向神献上诚实无伪的金钱奉献。
At the time, what the church received at the prayer meeting was to encourage brothers and sisters to offer honest and pure money offering to God.
教会的具体的运作是什么呢？
So what is the specific church operation?
四章三十四节有很清楚的教导了。
In Acts chapter 4:34, there's a very clear just a teaching.
教会的目的是内中也没有一个缺乏，为什么？他是我的牧者嘛。
There were no just needy person among them because that the God is my shepherd.
那如何活出耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏呢
？So how to live out just like the Bible says that.The Lord is my shepherd; I shall never want.
所以人人将田产房屋都卖了。
So people just sold and the land of the property.
把所卖的价银拿来放在使徒的脚前了。
And they just brought the money from the sales and to put it in front of the apostles.
教会的决定、教会的指引有没有混淆不清？没有啊，很清楚啊。
So is the church guidance not clear or ambiguous? No.
重点都卖了。
The point is that.They were all sold,
并且将所卖的，价银都放在使徒的脚前了。
And the price of the sale was laid at the feet of the apostles.
这个意思就是都归基督了。
It means it all belonged to Christ.
请留意，是在这样的前提之下，亚纳尼亚夫妇私自留下几分了。
Pay attention. Under such premise, Ananias just kept back.Part of the money for himself.
好，最后是死不悔改了。
Finally, unrepentant.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
夫妻同心必须在基督里，你知道吗
？So the one set of a husband and wife must be in Christ.
在基督外是没有所谓夫妻同心的价值的。
So outside of Christ, and there's no just value for the husband and wife in one heart.
也不可能跑到教会外去找基督里的同心，这也都是不符合真理的。
And also, it does not fit the Bible about to go outside of the church to find oneness in Christ.
人与人之间呢
？So the mutual between among the people.
彼此相爱必须建立在先爱神才有可能彼此相爱的根基之上的。
The mutual love must be established on the basis of loving God first.
离开基督以及他的身体，就是教会，人与人之间的爱就不真实，也不可靠，更加不长久。
Apart from Christ and His body, and the love just among people is not real, reliable, or lasting.
神所设立的婚姻是一个奥秘啊，弟兄姐妹。
The marriage established by God is a mystery, brothers and sisters.
关于基督与教会的奥秘呢？
So the mystery about Christ and the church
就在婚姻里边 被人正在活出来，我们都在其中，对吧？
So it's just living out, just in just marriage.
要今天我们眼见的婚姻呢？
The visible marriage today.
是在永恒中，如今不可见的教会与基督关系的一个影儿啊。
So the visible marriage today is a shadow of the now invisible relation between the church and Christ.
我们今天可能仍然茫然无知的还计较，哎呀，丈夫说了什么，妻子说了什么，这个有那个不对，那个不对，哎呀，怎么不就不活在基督的智慧奥秘里边呢？
So maybe today we're still just arguing about our spouse. However, why not just live in the wisdom of Christ?
呀，求神帮助我们吧。
May God help us.
直到有一天我们见主面的时候，就会全然了解这其中的奥秘了。
Until we meet the Lord, we will fully understand the mystery of it.
亚拿尼亚的妻子撒菲拉。
Ananias' wife, Sapphira.
挟持着夫妻血气的爱的号令，命令号令丈夫。
So she just clung to her love just by flesh and command her husband.
呀，不但害了丈夫，最后自己也在其中。呀，丧命了。
She not only harmed her husband, and also she just lost her life.
坦率讲，今天这堂道是蛮重的，盼望有耳可听的就应当听啊。
Be honest speaking, today's message is very heavy. Whoever has ears, please listen.
好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
神是不可轻慢的哦。
God cannot be mocked.
耶稣甚至说，人一切的罪和亵渎的话都可赦免，唯独亵渎圣灵总不得赦免。
Jesus said, every kind of sin and slander can be forgiven, but blasphemy against the Spirit will not be forgiven.
呀，求神怜悯，求主帮助，不要让我们走到死不悔改、欺哄圣灵的地步啊。
May the Lord have mercy and help, and just don't let us reach the point where we are unrepentant and the lie to the Holy Spirit.
好，我们去祷告。
Let us pray.
天父上帝，感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we
thank you. 感谢你今天借着你的话语来教导我们，帮助我们。
Thank you to teach us with your words.
你借着亚拿尼亚夫妇的生命，让我们有一个警醒祷告的心呐。
Through the couple of Ananias, and please let us have to just be alert to pray.
啊，主啊，求你继续的带领和帮助我们吧。
God, please continue to help us.
好，让我们能够在耶稣基督的恩惠和平安当中，稳行在属灵的高处。
So that in Christ's peace and grace, and we can just walk on the spiritual high.
这个世界将要过去。
This world will be passed.
所有的虚幻也会成为乌有。
So all the things that the illusion is will become just in vain.
然而欺哄圣灵的人却永不得赦免啊。
However, the one who lied to the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven.
求主帮助我们警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。
God, just please help us just be alert and pray so that we do not fall into the temptation.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.